Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How do big city shell games and three-card Monte games actually work? If you go to any big city, like New York City, and you walk around on the city streets for a while, you are bound to come upon a table where somebody is doing either shell games or three-card Monte games for money. These games have actually been around in some form for hundreds of years, but they still rope people in today, especially tourists in big cities. Both games are based on the same basic idea. Keep your eye on the target while the dealer, called the tosser in this sort of game, mixes it up and moves the cups around or the cards around to try to confuse you. In three-card Monte, the tosser uses playing cards, typically the red queen and two random black cards. The cards are creased down the middle, so they form a little tent shape. The tosser shows the player all three cards face up and then drops them face down on the table. He or she slides the cards around on the table, switching their positions rapidly. The player tries to track the position of the queen as the tosser moves it around. When the tosser stops, the player makes a bet and guesses the position of the queen on the table. In the shell game, the tosser lays three half shells or cups face down on the table and slips a ball or a pea or a coin or something underneath one of the cups. Then he or she slides the shells around while the player tries to track the shell with the pea under it. As in three-card Monte, the player makes a bet, say $20, and guesses where the ball is. So is there any way to win these games? In most cases, no, there's not. The games are rigged, so you can't win. In many shell games, the ball isn't under any of the shells. There are a few different ways of staging this. In one of the most common approaches, the tosser covers the table with pieces of newspaper. Then, when the game is in play, he or she lifts the shell as it slides over the edge of one newspaper sheet. The ball rolls under the newspaper sheet and the tosser keeps shuffling. There is no winning shell on the table. In the classic three-card Monte scam, the red queen does stay on the table, but the tosser leads the player away from it. When the tosser shows the cards, he or she holds a black card in one hand and a black card and the red queen in the other hand. This black card is held between the thumb and the middle finger, and the queen is held in front of it, between the thumb and the ring finger. When the queen is in front, the player assumes that the tosser drops it first. But in fact, the tosser releases the black card first while moving his or her hand to the side. This moves the queen out of the way so the black card can fall straight down. The tosser does this so quickly that spectators never notice. So from the very beginning, everybody is tracking the wrong card. In most cases, this sleight of hand is actually the simplest part of this scam. Most card and shell games are very elaborate operations involving several crew members. In addition to the tosser, the scam depends on a lookout to keep an eye out for police, a roper to bring in potential players, and one or more shills to get people to play. The shill blends in as part of the crowd. In fact, the shill will appear to be the opposite of the tosser. If the tosser is wearing a dirty t-shirt and a baseball cap, the shill might be dressed in a suit, carrying a briefcase or a nice dress, something like that. The shill's job is to act as a player or as an involved spectator. Before others join the game, the tosser lets one of the shills win a couple of times to make it look like this is an easy game. The tosser doesn't switch the cards or ditch the ball or anything like that, so the game looks easy to anybody who's watching. When people see the shill winning so easily or losing by making dumb decisions, they want to play themselves. But even if you're armed with all this knowledge, you still can't beat this game. If you see the card switch, track the right card, and put money down on the actual queen, one of the shills will just put down a higher bet on another card, and the tosser will say, one bet at a time, and nullify your bet. Or the shill might bump the table, and that will knock everything off the table. and void the game. Or the tosser might suddenly spot the police and pack the game up. So no matter what happens, in most cases, there really is no way to win these games. The crew is only out to take money, never to give any of it up. Obviously, the moral of this story is to never play shell games or three-card Monte games that you see on the streets in any big city.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW.